Now he comes back to this that is a great sin today, and that is this matter of adultery, the sex sin. And we are moving into an area that, tell the truth, we've had it before, and it continues on actually into the very next chapter. And the warning now that's given to the young man, again, is the strange woman, the prostitute, that which probably can wreck the life of a young man more than anything else. How many young men today have had their lives absolutely wrecked and ruined because of it? How many marriages are broken up because of it? Hollywood continues to play the same old theme song in all of their plays. It's a triangle, always. There is the married couple, and then there is the third party is either a woman or a man that's in to break up the marriage. The strange woman, or the strange man, the evil man, as he's called here in Proverbs, to beware of him. Now let me read, beginning here at verse 24. He says here, to keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. Now notice the language here, lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. Now, the sin begins in the heart. Out of the heart proceed the issues of life. Lust not after her beauty in thine heart. I was back east, and we were on a certain radio station that has what's known as an open-end program. And they ask on the radio, and you answer them right there. One was obviously from a young man. His voice sounded like it, and he sounded very serious, by the way. And he began like this. It was rather shocking there for a few moments. Everybody in the studio really looked rather peculiar. He said to me, Dr. McGee, Jesus said that if you so much as lust after a woman, to look upon her, to lust after her, that you've committed adultery already in your heart. Now, he says to me, his question was, does that mean that if you look at a woman with a miniskirt on? And may I say, I swallowed twice. I said to him, young man, if you don't know what that means and don't know that it applies to a miniskirt, then may I say, then you don't need to worry about it at all. I think you could forget it. But the whole thought that the Lord Jesus gave, and the whole thought here is that the sin begins always down in the human heart. Lust not after her beauty in thine heart. And then he says, for by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. How many men have been ruined like that? How many today? You and I'd be, I'm sure, surprised if we knew how many office wives there are, and how many are being blackmailed. And of course, you don't hear about very many of them. I noticed that recently up in San Francisco, a very prominent doctor up there that everyone thought was leading such a very moral, fine life, that I think he is down here in Southern California. He had a wife down here and children by her, apparently keeping up two homes. And we had that happen to a minister, by the way. How does all of this begin? Well, it begins just like the Lord says. He knows us. He made us, and he knows the web and woof of our being. And he says, lust not after her beauty in thine heart. Begins there.